from the backcourt. 1 minute remains in regulation. 51 for Cass City, 49 for the Pirates. Anthus inbounding for Cass City. Reindis can't throw his hands at midcourt. There's the trap coming. Dribbles right down to the baseline. Nothing there. Skip pass to the top to Horn. Back over to Stern. Back to Horn. 50 seconds left. 5-0. Parker Yan against Horn. Going for the steal now. Double team there. Nearly coughed it up, but Shanks saves it. Back to Anthus. 40 seconds left. Devin Puff against him, and Puff draws the foul. And this will send Anthus to the free throw line, shooting 1-1. Anthus has not attempted a free throw tonight, nor has he scored. That's the first foul against Devin Puff. Harbor Beach is seventh.
Usually Anthus is a pretty good foul shooter.
40 seconds left in regulation. Kansas City leading by 2 points. Mason Yan checks in and replaces Devin Finkel. Smiglinski stays on the bench. Looks like Nathan Seaman's going to be checking in here as well, and he replaces Devin Puff. So Anthus at the free throw line, shooting 1-1, trying to extend this 2-point game potentially to a 2-possession game. It's been a back and forth ball game. We've had 7 lead changes and 3 ties. First free throw from the lefty is bounces in and good. High bounce, and the second effort gets it to fall. So he gets a second. Now it's a 3-point lead for the Redhawks. Fighting for their lives right now.
Still 1 possession. Hits this one, and it's a 2-possession game with 40 seconds to go.
Cass City trying to go for their 7th victory this season. Free throw from Anthus. This one's short. Long rebound, though, into Hayden Horn's hands. Cass City still on offense to Cuthrell. 35 seconds left. Cuthrell dribbling. Wanting to keep the ball in his hands for the foul. And now Parker Yan is going to be called for the foul. He wanted a jump ball. That was not a jump ball. And that will be Parker Yan's 3rd personal, team's 8th. This puts Santa Cuthrell to the free throw line, shooting 1-1 with a 3-point lead for the Redhawks.
Santa Cuthrell is usually a pretty good
Yes, he is. We've seen it before. More likely going to see it here again. Cassidy trying to extend this 3-point lead, and they do with a made free throw from Cuthrell. Cuthrell now with 6 points in this quarter, 17 in the night, and he gets a second free throw on that make. 53-49, a 4-point lead for Cass City. 28.6 seconds left in regulation. Second free throw, this one's no good. Rebound Parker Yan, remains 4 points. Dylan Kadar in transition, over to Mason Yan, right wing, 20 seconds left. Mason Yan dribbles inside the lane, off the glass, no good. Rebound in, oh, whoa. That was actually a made basket by a putback from a white jersey. We'll give that one to Parker Yan. He was the closest one to it. So a made free throw, or made basket with 15 seconds left. We have a timeout called by Ron Rubel. It's a full timeout with 15 seconds left. It's a 2-point ball game, 53-51. Bizarre game so far, John.
Oh, my goodness. Bizarre is a great...
In the gym, silent.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense. 53-51, Cass City still leads by 2 points. That's the most critical fact here.
Well, this inbound is going to be very important. Harbor Beach has to go ahead and get it with 20... how many seconds was it to go?
15 seconds. 15.4 seconds left in regulation. 53-51, Cass City leading by 2 points. 7 lead changes and 3 ties. Cassidy trying to snap a 2-game losing streak here.
Well, if you got any trick plays, then now's the time to go ahead and pull them out.
Yeah. Both teams in single bonus. Cassidy has 7 team fouls. Harbor Beach has 8. Mason Yan has 4 personal. That's about the biggest foul trouble for either team. Hayden Horn and Luke Stern each with 3.
Everyone's being fronted on this full court pressure.
And Mason Yan acting as free safety here for Cassidy. Inbounded to Hayden Horn. Dribbling. Gonna have 12
seconds
left.
That's the one you got to follow.
Hayden Horn is now nearly stolen, but in the hands of Cuthrell. Cuthrell for the layup. It's no good. Rebound Mason Yan. 5 seconds left. And we have a timeout called by Ron Rubel and the Pirates with 3.9 seconds left in the fourth quarter. It's the final timeout for the Pirates. It's a huge missed layup from Santa Cuthrell. Gives Harbor Beach one last glimmer of hope here to tie it up. It says 3.9 seconds left right now, but I do believe that was closer to about five and a half, maybe 6 even.
I don't think they're going to be doing any adjusting of the clock.
I highly doubt it.
But the inbound should be at midcourt. 3.9, that's an eternity, actually. It's going to be an eternity for Cass City sub bench.
They're going to inbound it right at the end of the Cass City bench here.
I thought it should have been more toward the 10-second line.
Regardless, though, Cass City still leading by that famed 2 points. It's been a great game as far as back and forthness.
What do you think of the airmail right to the hoop?
Oh, boy. I mean,
a couple screens up on top, then all of a sudden send them. Well, and it's not going to be the shot that's going to do it. It's going to be the rebound. Usually games are won and lost on second shots.
Well, I do know there is a play in the outreach playbook that allows for that, John. We'll see what Cassidy does. They got Schenk, Rubel, Cathrell, Stern, and Horn out there. For Harbor Beach, Finkel will be inbounding. Nathan Stevens out there, Mason Yon, Dylan Kader, and Parker Yon.
Cassidy has one more timeout if they want to take it here.
That's the only timeout remaining between the two squads. Harbor Beach out. 3.9 seconds left on the clock. Now Ron Rubel calling an audible here. And they're going to put everyone in
the backcourt. This is where you call timeout. This is where you call timeout.
Aaron Fernald calling the shots here, telling them exactly what to expect here.
Okay,
Finkel,
watch what happens.
And here comes Mason Yon around the top. Nothing there, though. Here's Dylan Kadar. 3 seconds left. The jump shot from the free throw line is no good. And Cass City wins. Cass City hangs on for the 2-point victory. 53-51 as Harbor Beach can't connect on their last possession. Cass City snaps a 2-game losing streak with their 7th victory of the season. Cass City 53, Harbor Beach 51, right here on the WLW Sports Network.
When we ask, are you sure? We just don't mean it in the sense of utilizing one of our primary care clinics or pharmacies in Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, or Sebring. Or stopping by our vision center, senior living, our wellness center, or walk-in clinic that's open more days than Bronner's. When you're sure, it's a whole lot more. It means being one with the community. Our team of nearly 500 healthcare professionals wear a lot of hats, especially in the community. Sure teammates are organizers of local festivals, active members in chambers of commerce, volunteers at food pantries, teammates for Relay for Life, coaches for youth soccer, board members of local nonprofit foundations. They organize parades, are active in church, donate to charity, and they'll even sit on a roof for a good cause. So when we say we are sure, it's just not providing the best healthcare in the entire thumb. It's caring about the thumb for a better thumb. No matter the temperature or type of weather we have, we've got your back. Because we know you have ours, too. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Be on the lookout for Kohler Propane's pink and white B-Cups propane truck traveling throughout the Thumb area. That's right, Kohler Propane now has 2 pink and white B-Cups propane delivery trucks transporting propane to homes throughout the Thumb area. B-Cup stands for Breast Cancer Understanding, Prevention, and Screening. Kohler's Propane has partnered with Marlette Regional Hospital's Mammography Department by providing a portion of their propane sales to the hospital's Be a Star Fund. It's Kohler Propane's desire that no one be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information on the B-Cups program, call Marlette Regional Hospital. And to switch to your local propane provider, call Kohler's Propane at 989-269-4674 or go to www.getkohlers.com.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their 3 cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989-872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19. then a quarter mile east on Olympic Road.
What do you look